Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tomorrow is Yesterday, Life, Death, and the Pursuit of Peace in Israel-Palestine by Hussein Agha is a reflective, politically informed account of a conflict shaped by history, identity, and repeated failures of diplomacy. Drawing on Agha's long engagement with Middle East politics and peacemaking debates, the book explores how Israelis and Palestinians experience insecurity, loss, and hope while living under competing national narratives. Rather than treating the conflict as a puzzle solved by a single formula, Agha examines how power, territory, and legitimacy interact with the everyday realities of occupation, violence, and political fragmentation. The title suggests a central theme that cycles of expectation and disappointment can make the future feel like a return to unresolved pasts. Through analysis that links personal and collective experience with policy choices, the book invites readers to consider why peace efforts so often falter and what a more honest understanding of the conflict might require. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, competing narratives and the weight of history. Agha places history and narrative at the center of why the Israel-Palestine conflict resists tidy solutions. The struggle is not only about borders and security arrangements, but also about the meaning of land, the legitimacy of national claims, and the emotional inheritance of past trauma. For Israelis, memories of persecution and the imperative of a secure national home shape political red lines and public fears. For Palestinians, dispossession, displacement, and the experience of military occupation inform a deep demand for recognition and justice. Agha emphasizes that these narratives are not mere propaganda layers placed atop a negotiable dispute, they are constitutive of identity and political purpose. Peace proposals that ignore this dimension can appear technically elegant but socially brittle, because they underestimate what each side believes it is defending. The book highlights how selective memory and competing historical frames can harden positions, making compromise feel like surrender. By focusing on narrative, Agha encourages readers to see why external mediators often misread what motivates leaders and publics, and why symbolic issues can derail agreements even when material terms appear workable. Secondly, occupation, security, and everyday life. Under power imbalance, a key theme is the asymmetry of power and how it structures daily life and political options. Agha explores how the realities of control, movement restrictions, military presence, and periodic violence shape Palestinian society and politics, while also shaping Israeli perceptions of security and vulnerability. The book underscores that security is not a neutral word shared equally by both communities. Israelis often prioritize protection from attacks and long-term strategic safety, while Palestinians confront the insecurity of living under a system that can feel indefinite and unpredictable. Agha connects these lived conditions to the broader political stalemate when one side holds decisive leverage, incentives to make painful concessions diminish. And when the other side lacks sovereignty, the promise of negotiations can seem detached from reality. The result is a cycle in which security measures can fuel resentment, resentment fuels resistance, and resistance triggers harsher measures. By grounding analysis in human consequences, Agha illustrates why abstract diplomatic language can ring hollow, and why any credible path to peace must address how power is exercised on the ground, not only what is promised on paper. Thirdly, why peace processes fail misdiagnosis, mediation, and political constraints. Agha scrutinizes the repeated pattern of ambitious peace initiatives followed by breakdown. He points to how negotiations can be built on misdiagnoses, such as assuming that technical fixes can substitute for political transformation, or that leaders can deliver outcomes their societies are not prepared to accept. External mediation is also examined for its limitations. Mediators may prioritize process over substance, seek quick wins for domestic reasons, or lean toward the preferences of the stronger party, reducing trust in the fairness of the framework. The book highlights constraints within each polity, including coalition politics, leadership legitimacy, and the risk of internal backlash. In that environment, leaders may choose tactical positioning over strategic compromise, especially when violence or provocations shift public opinion. Agha also explores how the sequencing of steps can become a trap. Each side demands prior actions from the other as proof of seriousness, but those actions are politically costly without guarantees. The cumulative effect is a peace process that can become a ritual, producing meetings and communiques while the underlying realities worsen. This topic clarifies that failure is rarely accidental. It is often embedded in the design and incentives of the process itself. Fourthly, fragmentation, leadership, and the crisis of representation. The book examines how internal divisions complicate peacemaking and governance. On the Palestinian side, fragmentation can include geographic separation, factional rivalry, and weakened institutional authority, all of which make it harder to present a unified negotiating position or implement agreements. on the Israeli side, shifting political coalitions, ideological divides, and debates over settlement policy and the role of religion in the state can limit room for maneuver. Aga treats leadership not as a simple matter of choosing better personalities, but as a structural problem of representation and legitimacy. When publics doubt that leaders can protect core interests or deliver tangible improvements, support for negotiation erodes. Meanwhile, opponents of compromise can exploit uncertainty, portraying concessions as existential threats. Aga also suggests that political systems tend to reward short-term survival rather than long-term statesmanship, especially in periods of heightened insecurity. This topic explains how peace is not only a matter of reaching an agreement at the top, but also of sustaining authority, trust, and capacity throughout society. Without credible representation and accountable institutions, even well-designed proposals can collapse in implementation or be rejected as lacking a mandate. Lastly, rethinking the future what peace would demand beyond slogans, Aga challenges readers to consider what genuine progress would require when the old assumptions no longer hold. Instead of relying on simplified formulas, the book stresses the need to confront hard questions: what arrangements can provide safety without permanent domination, what political rights and recognitions are indispensable, and what compromises are morally and practically sustainable. Aga's approach suggests that peace is not only an endpoint, but a reshaping of relationships and expectations, including the language leaders use and the realities they allow to persist. He highlights how the passage of time changes facts on the ground, alters demographics, and hardens skepticism, meaning that solutions discussed for decades may not remain equally feasible. This topic emphasizes that any workable path must reckon with justice claims, the human costs of delay, and the responsibilities of those with power to change conditions. Aga invites a sober view of what it would take to move from management of the conflict to transformation, including the possibility that new frameworks and more honest public conversations are required. The future, he implies, cannot be built by repeating yesterday's scripts. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a serious, reflective understanding of Israel-Palestine beyond headlines and talking points, including students of international relations, policy professionals, and general readers seeking context that connects diplomacy to lived experience. It benefits the reader's life by sharpening critical thinking about conflict, how narratives shape choices, how power affects what is negotiable, and why good intentions can still produce failed outcomes. Aga encourages a more realistic empathy, not by flattening differences, but by showing how insecurity, loss, and political incentives drive behavior on both sides. Compared with many similar books that focus narrowly on a single peace plan, a single period, or a purely moral argument, this work stands out for its willingness to interrogate the assumptions behind repeated diplomatic efforts and to link them to structural realities on the ground. It is worth buying because it offers a coherent lens for understanding why the future can feel trapped by the past, and because it equips readers to evaluate proposals, media narratives, and political claims with greater clarity and nuance. If you would like to support Hussein Aga, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.